The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Next year we have some very important midterm elections, and we got to be sure that we get this right. We're still talking about what actually happened last November. Now, fortunately, we didn't have some of the issues here in South Carolina that other states saw, like our neighboring state, Georgia. But there's some things we need to address. There are some parts of our election process that we need to strengthen to make sure that we don't have problems. One of the groups that's working on this, the Palmetto Promise Institute, they're working on ways that we can improve our election process here in South Carolina, kind of tighten things up a bit. In our studio this morning, Dr. Orrin Smith is a senior fellow with the Palmetto Promise Institute. If you'd like more information on this great organization, go to palmettopromise.org, and I'm going to give you instructions here in just a minute on how you can see this report that they have posted. But first, I want to go to my friend, Orrin Smith. Dr. Smith, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Great to hear your voice, old friend.
It is always good to have you. Let's just, before we get into today's topic and what you'll be speaking with First Monday about today, give us a quick introduction or reintroduction of what you guys do at Palmetto Promise.
Well, as you know, the governmental process can be kind of complicated in Washington, D.C. They have hundreds of organizations that generate ideas left, center, and right. In South Carolina, we don't have a whole lot of idea generators. We don't have a whole lot of think tanks. Yeah. So that's what we do. We assist the elected officials with ideas that they can put into motion to make our state better and freer.
And you do a good job of it as well. Of course, you and I have been friends for a long, long time. And did you ever think that that your job would that you get paid to think?
Absolutely. Well, yes. People who know me well, like you, would be really surprised that someone was paying me to think.
All right. So you're going to be speaking with First Monday today at lunch, and First Monday is a great organization as well. If you're not part of First Monday, you need to be. Obviously, they meet the first Monday of the month. My friend Deb Sofil and others head that up. But you're going to be speaking today, and your topic is election reform 2022. You've got a list of about 20 changes to start with for South Carolina.
Yes, we took a look at South Carolina's current code, the several statutory sections of the South Carolina election law code, and came up with some ideas that we felt would strengthen our laws. Now, there are many, many options here, but we just kind of came up with the 20 that we thought would be the top, the ones that needed to be done first to get ready for the 2022 Republican and Democratic primaries and the election of 2022.
Now, let's just kind of go down the list, and we won't have time to cover all of them this morning, but let's start with number one there. Require voters' date of birth and the last four digits of their Social Security number on absentee ballot applications. Talk with me about that.
Yes. You know, South Carolina's election day laws were strengthened a few years ago. So showing up at the polls, presenting an ID, that is relatively strong compared to other states. But absentee ballots, and the first we have four sections that we separate these 20 into. And number one, as you said, number one of the first section, an absentee ballot security. And that is we want to know who exactly is applying for this absentee ballot to make sure they are who they say they are. And that reform would, getting more information on that application would allow us to make sure the person is actually who they say they are.
Yeah. And that's important. Of course, I remember a time, Orrin, that when you voted absentee, you had to have a reason, and you still showed up at a polling place. But you pretty much had to have a reason. You're traveling for work or an emergency or whatever. Of course, that's not the case now, but I'm not sure that necessarily is required, but we do need to make sure that we don't have a lot of absentee ballots being mailed out and we have no idea of who's completing them.
Absolutely. So a couple of other things under that first heading is, we still want to ensure that there's a witness to the person requesting that, and we want to know a little bit more about the witness than we know under current law. We also want a tracker of all those absentee ballots, how many were issued, how many have come back, that kind of tracking that we don't have now, and would like that to be in the form of a dashboard so that you and I or anyone who's interested could go at any point and find out how many absentee ballots are out there. What the status of those ballots is, so that we have some idea of what's going on in a public way, so that we can ensure integrity.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion, particularly in Georgia, about absentee ballot drop boxes. What's the status of that in South Carolina?
You know, South Carolina's law has never allowed for drop boxes, and that's one thing I think has made our laws strong compared to others. And we don't have the only reform we would recommend as far as drop boxes would be to state clearly that they are absolutely not allowed in South Carolina. Even some of the states that have reformed their laws recently in the conservative direction have allowed for drop boxes as long as they're monitored and they're in a public place and there's not too many of them, this type of thing. But we think we need to just stick with no drop boxes in South Carolina.
Yeah. You know, one of the big things that's always discussed about elections is how people who have already left us appear to vote at times. I mean, is that really something that happens? I mean, do we have ballots that have been cast by people who are dead?
Well, I think of the old joke that Richard Nixon used to tell about LBJ. Supposedly a child was sitting on the curb in Texas and he was crying and he said, "My dad was in town today and he didn't come visit me." They said, "Son, your dad has been dead for 20 years. And he says, "Yeah, but he was in town today because he voted for LBJ." Nixon loved to tell that joke. Yes, we have to make sure of a number of things, that people are not voting in more than one state. They're not allowed to vote in more than one county, that somehow fraud is not occurring with people that are dead. And we have some provisions in our law currently to allow for infrastate and interstate checking to make sure there are no duplicates. But that section of the law was strengthened by other states that have reformed, like Texas and Florida and Georgia. And we need to strengthen those current provisions to make sure that we don't have that problem.
Yep. On our guest line in studio with us today, Dr. Orrin Smith with the Palmetto Promise Institute. He'll be speaking at First Monday today. And if you'd like to read the full report, and it's some good reading. You need to go to palmettopromise.org, and you can text the keyword vote. Just text vote to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link so that you can see this report on election reform 2022, 20 changes South Carolina needs now. And this is some good stuff, Orrin. You guys, you do good work. I love your organization. Let's talk about some of the legal and other statutory reforms that you guys are suggesting.
Yes. I don't know if you've ever heard or discussed on the program Zuckbucks, but Zuckerberg and others have been privately providing funds to state election offices in some states I'm not really sure exactly what they're doing there, but we just don't feel that that's something that in South Carolina should be allowed, that these independent organizations should be involved with our state election commission. So we would ban the Zuckbucks in South Carolina as outside interference, actually. We also believe that the General Assembly, that is the state legislature, if they feel for some reason the laws are not being enforced in the way that they should be, that the General Assembly should absolutely be set as a party to any lawsuit, so they can intervene as a party to force the election officials to follow follow the law. So those are some of the legal and other statutory reforms to make sure our elections are have the integrity they need. It also would allow an individual voter who feels that the laws, they discover something on election day that's going on that they don't feel is legal, not the laws are not being followed. They could be apply for a writ of mandamus to force the election officials to follow the law, that type of statutory reform. But also doing a check on exactly who is assisting a voter in the election booths. This has been a problem in other states where those who are called on to assist a voter are maybe perhaps actually telling the voter how to vote. We want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So we have some strengthening of that as well.
Right. You can see this for yourself. Just text the keyword vote to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link so that you can get their support. And while you're at the website at palmettopromise.org, you can check out some of the other work that the Palmetto Promise Institute does. Dr. Orrin Smith, it's always good to have you. Thank you for being with us this morning and for the work you do. And a lot of people are going to be able to hear you today at lunch at First Monday. And look forward to having you back again real soon.
That sounds good. Enjoyed being with you today.
Dr. Orrin Smith.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.